Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the December 25th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Merry Christmas, Lynn. I'm Alan Wenzel.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy your day today. Yeah, that's right. Well, let's begin with the news and see what's been going on. Freeport Mayor Jody Miller has been appointed to be vice chair of the National League of Cities 2026 Small Cities Council. Now, Miller will serve a one-year term and will help develop and guide programs among local elected officials from similar communities. The appointment was announced by the organization's president, Kevin Kramer, who is a council member of the Louisville, Kentucky City Council. Now, as vice chair, Mayor Miller will play a key role among a diverse group of local leaders to encourage collaboration, networking, and the development of resources and programs that would benefit communities that share similar characteristics, such as demographics, size, or location. Congratulations, Mayor Miller. We're proud you'll be representing Freeport in this national forum.
The 8 electric vehicle chargers in downtown Freeport will be operational soon. The chargers were partly paid for by a $320,000 state grant through the Illinois EPA's Climate and Equitable Jobs Act and $240,000 from ComEd for interconnect installations, leaving just $90,000 for the city to fund. The fees from the chargers will come back to the city as they are used. 4 chargers each can be found in the municipal lot along North Chicago Avenue and in the city lot behind the Lindo Theater. Before these state-funded chargers were installed, there was only one charger at a local dealership on the map in Freeport.
The Community Foundation of Northern Illinois recently presented the Community Champion Award for Stevenson County to Highland Community College President Chris Kaberski at the annual Excalibur and Excelsior Award Ceremony in Rockford. Kaberski has guided Highland through the global pandemic, secured millions in grant funding for the local community, and oversaw more than $18 million in campus improvements while expanding academic programs in critical fields. By aligning programs with regional industry needs, HCC has ensured a steady supply of skilled workers, which has helped local employers thrive and has attracted new investment to the area. President Kaberski currently serves on the boards of the Greater Freeport Partnership, Northwest Illinois Economic Development, and the Region 1 Planning Council. Congratulations, President Kaberski, and thank you.
Pearl City Elevator and Stevenson Service Company Board of Directors have unanimously approved and entered into a merger agreement. Pending shareholder votes, the two cooperatives will be combined on September 1st, 2026. Stevenson Service Company, a member of the Farm Service Companies, is a leading agribusiness co-op serving Joe Davies and Stevenson counties. Pearl City Elevator, also known as PCE, is a well-established agricultural co-op with headquarters in Pearl City that has served farmers, homeowners, and businesses for over a century. On the energy front, PCE provides fuel and propane to residential and commercial customers. It operates grain handling facilities in Lena, Pearl City, and Baileyville, offering more than 5.6 million bushels of storage capacity. PCE is the majority owner of Adkins Energy, a dry mill, corn-to-ethanol facility based in Lena. The next step in the merger process is to obtain the vote of both cooperative shareholders. The shareholder voting day and annual meetings are scheduled for January 30th, 2026.
And speaking of propane, many residents in the Freeport area use propane for their homes or businesses. Now, during the cold winter months, there are several steps propane users can take to help make it easier and safer for those who deliver this important commodity. Those steps include clearing a path through the snow to your tank, keeping your driveway salted or sanded, marking your tank with a flag or some other indicator to make it more visible in deep snow, keeping your regulator clear of snow to prevent inaccurate readings, and finally, watch the tank level and schedule a refill when it reaches 30%.
Congratulations to the Freeport High School speech team on their 9th place finish out of 30 schools at the recent DeKalb Corn Classic. Individual awards were presented to Lucas Viveros, Naomi Sidow, Oliver Noble, Carl Duty, Corey McKillop, Gretchen Rudolph, Joanna Everding, Corrine Winter, and Kylie Weichel. Nice work. The team, coached by FreePod host Tim Connors, also finished second out of 24 schools at the Rochelle Hub Holiday Speech Classic and another second-place finish at the Byron Holiday Speech Classic. The team will take a break over the holidays before heading to the suburbs for more competition. You can check out all their scores and finalists on Connors' Facebook page. Congratulations, Freeport Speech Team, and good luck during the rest of the season.
The Freeport Fire Department is reminding listeners that icicles hanging from buildings can be particularly hazardous during periods of continual freezing and thawing that we often experience at this time of year. Falling icicles can injure you, your family, your livestock, or pets. Now, the Freeport Fire has even responded to recent calls when falling icicles damage gas utility services. So heads up when you see icicles. Enjoy their beauty, but be forewarned, they can be dangerous. Thank you for the safety tip, Freeport Fire Department.
We're sorry to confirm that two well-known Freeport businesses will be closing their doors. Generations Brewing Company will be closing down on January 31st. The craft brewery has been a popular gathering spot since it opened 11 years ago, and management there has said that they hope customers will stop by during these final weeks to raise a few more glasses together. The second business to which we must bid goodbye is Country Girl Floral and Gifts, a successful local gift shop and floral shop for 35 years. Business will continue as usual until the building at 411 West Meadows Drive near Fairway Ford is sold. Fresh flowers and gifts will continue to be available until then. Right now, many sales are going on throughout the store just in time for your year-end celebrations. We wish the management of both these businesses all the best in their future endeavors.
Officials at Get Covered Illinois, the state-run marketplace for health insurance sold under the Affordable Care Act, have extended the open enrollment deadline through next Wednesday, December 31st, for coverage that begins January 1st. And consumers also have until January 15th to sign up for coverage that takes effect February 1st. Free enrollment support is available from the Get Illinois Customer Assistance Center at 1-866-311-1119. This number is also listed in the transcript on this week's podcast on our website.
The Freeport Area Church Cooperative, also known as FACC, will now be a site for the University of Illinois Chicago residency training in street medicine. The effort is being funded by a federal Health Resources and Services Administration grant for care in medically underserved areas. Residents in the university program will provide care for unhoused individuals in the Freeport area, beginning with half-day sessions twice a month. The university will bring a mobile van staffed by a family medicine physician, an outreach worker, family medicine residents, and medical students to two FACC locations, the food pantry and the homeless shelter. Services include care for many medical conditions, including hospital follow-up, support for substance and opioid use disorders, mental health concerns, and wound treatment. Support will also be provided for assistance with social determinants of health, non-medical things like housing, income, education, food access, and neighborhood safety. The University of Illinois Chicago Residency Training in Street Medicine was established in 1972 and has graduated over 400 family medicine physicians. 85% of the graduates in recent classes now practice in medically underserved areas.
AT&T is ending its landline phone services in Illinois as the utility moves to a digital home phone service over the next 2 years. The utility is phasing out landline use as it works with customers to upgrade their copper-based service to newer digital options. Current AT&T customers can keep their existing landlines until they are discontinued in 2027, but cannot make changes to their existing service, and new AT&T customers will no longer be offered landlines. Now, according to AT&T, the phasing out process will take multiple years and no customers will be left without access to voice or 911 service.
The Girl Scouts of Northern Illinois recently received a $3,200 grant from the Girl Scouts of America to help scouts in grades 6 through 12 cover costs for travel to significant destinations on trips promoted by the Girl Scouts. The grant is aimed at making these enriching experiences accessible for those who otherwise might not be able to participate and to broaden horizons for young leaders in our region.
Freeport High School graduate and former Highland Community College student Alex Hartman is fulfilling a childhood dream by appearing in a Broadway production of Death Becomes Her at the Lunt Fontaine Theater in New York City. She is performing with well-known stars Megan Hilty, Christopher Sieber, and Michelle Williams. Hartman left Freeport for New York about 14 years ago and worked odd jobs in retail and waitress while training and auditioning for theatrical roles. Alex performed in numerous roles in off-Broadway productions before the call came from her agent that landed her the part in Death Becomes Her. She credits Alan Redford, retired Highland music instructor and former Royal Scots director, and her father, longtime Freeport musician and part-time Highland instructor John Hartman, as having played important roles in her interest in theater and music. Congratulations, Alex, on reaching the bright lights of Broadway.
And here's a reminder for those of you with travel plans. Starting February 1st, air travelers without a real ID or passport will have to pay TSA $45 for a trip and $90 if their trip lasts more than 10 days. You'll need several documents to get your real ID at the Department of Motor Vehicles office or a few other locations. For easy instructions and more information, just Google Real ID in Illinois or visit the link in the print version of this episode.
The snow is here, the cold is here, and area birds are on the lookout for friendly bird feeders. Here are some bird feeding tips. First, be sure your feeders are filled, especially on very snowy and cold days. Second, if possible, clean your feeders every 2 weeks with a 10% bleach solution to help reduce the spread of disease. Third, keep feeders as far as possible from spots where predators may be lurking or strong winds would make it difficult for birds to access them. And finally, to attract a variety of birds, use different types of feeders and foods, such as millet, safflower, peanuts, and black oil sunflower seed, and offer suet and bark butter for extra fat. In addition, you can create brush piles or erect roosting boxes near your feeders to shelter birds from wind and predators. Oh, and remember to keep your heated bird baths full and clean.
Several listeners have noted that the iconic holiday lighted apple tree at 630 West Stevenson Street across from Fitness Lifestyles was not lit this year. The tree, at the home of Nancy Siner, who passed away earlier this year, has been a beloved holiday tradition in Freeport for more than six decades. It was always decorated by the Siners to honor their childhood memories of Christmas apples from the Salvation Army, and in the wish of providing joy and hope to the whole community. We understand from unofficial sources that the original tree has had to undergo pruning and will hopefully be up to its previous level of beauty in coming years. Meantime, we're delighted and appreciative to see a large bush at the front of the house decorated as an apple. We thank those who decorated it for keeping this Freeport tradition and the hope it conveys alive during the holiday season.
Let's take a look at the week ahead. As part of FHN's annual Festival of Trees, you can still vote for your favorite tree at the Freeport Public Library until this Sunday, December 28th. FHN offers local not-for-profits the opportunity to compete for cash prizes based on your votes. So be sure to get out there to support your favorite not-for-profit and take some time to check out the displays of holiday-themed books or participate in the many other services available from the Freeport Public Library. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com. Or click on the weekly events for a comprehensive listing of the many entertainment and dining options available in Stevenson County. And you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both of these websites in the print version of FreePod episodes. We also want to remind you that this week's interview features Free Pod host Becky Connors talking with LaFrancine Baker about Kwanzaa, an annual celebration of African-American culture based on the African Harvest Festival traditions. Kwanzaa begins this Friday and continues through January 1st. The interview, which aired on December 22nd, is currently available online and can be listened to at any time. Next Tuesday, December 30th, Becky joins Free Pod host Tim Connors and yours truly, Alan Wenzel, as we recall the highlights of our 2025 interviews. Free Pod brought you 52 in-depth interviews every Tuesday on topics ranging from business to human interest to community stories, as well as 12 interviews embedded in Thursday newscasts. Our conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 30th, and will be available to listen to then or at any time thereafter by visiting our website or your favorite podcast platform.
And in closing, one more reminder for the year. When you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please like or follow us to help us move up in the rankings. Same with Facebook. Click on like and help us increase our presence. And remember, FreePod is on YouTube, audio only, in both English and Spanish versions. You can also always find us on the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. And finally, thanks once again to the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons, reporters, and editors for an entire year's worth of work. Thank you, Team FreePod. And with that, time's up for the week. Tune in again on New Year's Day at noon or anytime after that for more about what's happening in Freeport. Happy holidays from everyone at FreePod, and we hope that you have a wonderful year ahead.
And Merry Christmas to you, Lynn, and I hope you enjoy your ham dinner this afternoon. I'll be over about 4:30 for leftovers, so look for me.
We'll keep the lights on.